Good morning to each one of you this morning, and I've been really blessed being here already this morning, and just with the songs that were sung, and also with what Moe's shared there, and that's definitely a challenge for each one of us as we seek to walk with God through our lives, that we can allow His grace to work out what He wills for each one of us. I know we just had a prayer, but I think I feel the need to just have a short word of prayer here. Yes, Heavenly Father, as we bow before You here this morning, that You've granted each one of us, Lord. We thank You, Lord, for Your mercies that are new again. And Father, we just thank You for this beautiful day that You've granted us, Lord. And Father, we thank You for the opportunity to gather in this way, Lord. And we ask, Lord, that You can be with us, Father. And Lord, just be with these few thoughts that I have, Lord, that You can multiply them. Lord, that You would, that it could come forth in a way that is able to understand, Father. And Lord, I just thank You again for Your mercy and goodness to each one of us. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Well, this message I have here is nothing new, but just comes from needs that I see in my own life. And it's a topic that I don't really feel like I qualify to share on, but just cultivating a desire for the Word of God in my life is the title that I gave these thoughts. And I think that as Moses was sharing, that this would be one way that we can avail ourselves of the power that God has in His Word to live out what He wants of us as we go through life. Would just be hiding God's Word in our heart and exercising what we know of it. It's a lot bigger, and there's a lot more to it than what I will touch on, but hopefully it will spark an interest, and you all can take it home and continue the study on your own. As I looked at this subject, I had to think, why the importance, or maybe what is constantly resisting? What is the constant resistance to us spending time with God and in His Word and hiding it in our heart? And it seems like it's nothing just real big or outstanding, but it's just the constant pressure of life and busyness, cares of life. I had to think of the parable of the sower there in Matthew 13. In verse 7, he talks about, "And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprung up and choked them." And in verse 22, though, where Jesus is explaining that verse, he says, "He also that receives seed among the thorns is he that heareth the word, and the care of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becometh unfruitful." So I think those are some things that can just hinder us from spending time with the Word of God like we should. And many of these cares of life are important, and we need to do them, but it's a matter of prioritizing. And it seems that there's always time for the things that I really want to do, I find in my life. And it's up to us to do it. There was an article that I came across a week or two ago, and this article was on the importance of church, but just a few things we can glean from that is what stuck out to me was there's fierce competition in this day that we live in for our time and attention, our thinking, the things that we read. Maybe just our spare time, it seems that there's a lot of competition always things to do and places to go. And a lot of them are good, but if it's not upbuilding to our spiritual life, why I believe that we will be lacking. It takes time, it seems, to study the Word of God and to quiet our hearts. It seems that in this day that we live, where it's we like everything fast and quick and easy, and we like to be able to, you know, there's a lot of 5 or 10 step devotionals, but I don't think those will take the place of a heart study after God's Word and hiding God's Word in our heart. If we really want to connect with God, we must take time, as I already said. If we can somehow see the importance of it and develop a hunger for the Word of God, I think that will go a long ways as we study God's Word. As the old saying goes, what we feed is what really grows. And that seems true. The more time we spend in the Word and those type of things, the more we are inspired to continue. In Deuteronomy 8:3, I thought that was a good verse. In this verse and a few of the following verses that I have, compares God's Word with physical food. Verse 3, it says, "And He humbled thee, and suffered thee to hunger, and fed thee with manna, which thou knowest not, neither did thy fathers know, that He might make thee know that man doth not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord doth man live." And in Job 23:12, he says, "Neither have I gone back from thy from the commandments of His lips. I have esteemed the words of His mouth more than my necessary food." And if we can have that heart, we all know that we're pretty diligent in eating our physical food, and we don't seem to lack in that. But if we could consider God's Word as important as that, why, I believe that would take us a long ways. In 1 Peter 2:2. "As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the Word, that ye may grow thereby." If we can have that desire, the Lord will bless that. And in Psalm 119, David also expresses a deep love for the Word of God. All through that Psalms, and it's been a real blessing to me. In verse 47, he says, "I will delight myself in thy commandment which I have loved." In verse 72, "The law of thy mouth is better unto me than thousands of gold and silver." And in verse 97, he says, "Oh, how love I thy law, it is my meditation all the day." If we can truly meditate on God's Word as we go through our life and about our work, that will keep us from many of the temptations that we face, I believe. In 103, he says, "How sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth." And continuing on there in verse 97, I did read that in 140. "Thy word is very pure, therefore thy servant loveth it." It seemed as David, as he sought after God, and he was under many trials and afflictions, but God's word hidden in his heart was able to carry him through in those difficult times, and it made a difference in his life. And even though he made mistakes, as we know, we still know him as a man after God's own heart. And I think his deep love for and for the law of God, and just his heart after God carried him through many rough times and caused his life to prosper in the Lord. And also as Job, in Job 23:12, there, that verse we read about esteeming God's word more than our necessary food. And Job, we see that he went through some very rough times also. And his wife told him to curse God and die. And yet he was faithful to God. And we face many of these trials and troubles in our day also. And we can know that same God and his word that carried them through those difficult times will be there for us as we face troubles and trials. It is just as relevant and unchanging. It's just as trustworthy for us as it was for them in their day. In Psalm 119:89, it says, "Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven." And in Isaiah 40:8, "The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever." In 1 Peter 1:25, but the word of the Lord endureth forever, and this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you." God's word will never fail us and or leave us down if we put our trust in it. I believe that as we seek to live out the principles in the Word of God and seek to hide them in our heart, that it will shed light on our path. And also, we could bring in, as brothers share from the pulpit on Sundays and wherever it be, that will also is a way that the Lord can use to bring light on our path. In Proverbs 6:23, for thy commandment is a lamp, and the law is a light, and reproofs of instruction are the way of life. That is God's desire for each one of us, that he would like to shed light on our path and be a lamp to our feet. But it's up to us to avail ourselves of that. I can make God's law and his instruction a way of life, as this verse says, we will be blessed. Another point I had is hiding God's word in my heart or memorizing it. In Psalm 119:11, David says, "Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee." We see that David, he believed that hiding God's word in his heart would keep him from sin. And memorizing is something that I definitely have not done as much as I would like to. But the little that I have done has been a real blessing. And it seems that the Lord honors the effort of memorizing Scripture as we go through our day. And he does grant grace and strength to keep us from sin, as Psalms 119:11 says. There about hiding God's word and not sinning against him. It does seem to make a difference. Maybe you say, well, I can't memorize. It's too hard and my mind is too full already. But I just have a little writing here that I found interesting on actually how much our mind is capable of. And starts in a classroom setting here with a little girl. She said, "Mr. Osborne, may I be excused? My brain is full." A student with a particularly tiny head asked his classroom teacher. The answer to this question would be no. Your brain is almost not certainly full. Although there must be physical limits to how many memories we can store, it is extremely large, and we don't have to worry about running out of space in our lifetime. He goes on to say that the brain's memory storage capacity is somewhere close to around 2.5 petabytes, and I don't know how to pronounce all these words, or a million gigabytes. He uses a TV here to bring his point out, and I'm thankful that we don't have to waste our time and memory on that. But he says that if your brain worked like a digital video recorder in a television, 2.5 petabytes would be enough to hold 3 million hours of TV shows. You would have to leave the TV running continuously for more than 300 years to use up all that storage. So, then he did go on to say that it is hard to actually calculate how much storage a memory or something like that takes up, but that was just an estimate. But if my words here are, if we had half or even a third that much memory capacity, I don't think we have many excuses to say that we can't memorize God's Word. If we fill ourselves with God's Word and make it a part of our life, I believe that it will overflow and affect those around us also as we go through our life and we meet others and maybe just our family. I believe that God's Word will come forth and there won't be as much idle speech or words that hurt instead of heal if we have God's Word hidden in our life. And I know that this is areas that I can definitely grow in. I know that there's a lot more that could be said, but that's pretty much all I have. So God bless each of you as you seek to make God's Word a part of your life.